This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review on the air for the week ending January 26th. These are the conversations you've been waiting for all week from News Talk experts like Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, all assembled here to sort of take apart, parsing, I guess that's the word that came from the Clinton era. We're parsing the stories, giving you our thoughts on them, and you can sort of chime along. You can yell at the speaker. You can send us, if you want to, at Rich McFadden. It's R. McFadden, right? How do you do your Twitter handle? R. McFadden. And Joe Crummy. Joe, you can find pretty easily because most of the police in California are looking for him. Ooh. He's evil. And because of his being so evil, police are after him all the time. Evil Thoughts, the podcast on iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. Victoria Keelan.
Doug, you may parse the stories. Let me tell you something. I make love to the stories.
You make love to the stories.
Whatever. You said I was evil.
Yeah, here we go. All right, number 10 on the list of stories this week, the focus on Super Bowl 52. So what I want to know from each one of you, from your particular cities, Richie's in Washington, Victoria's in New York, Joe is in Los Angeles, tell us where the best bar in town is to watch the Super Bowl.
Are you talking about in Washington, D.C.? Or in my
Where are you?
Wherever it is that you are, give us some of the, have you spotted, do you sort of, do people actually do this anymore?
We got a couple
they camp
places
out in a bar?
Yeah, we have a couple of places that we go if we want to watch. Because a lot of my friends are from out of town, so their team may not be on the television in Washington. Mm-hmm. So we've got three or four places that we'll go. Dogfish Head Brewery, microbrewery is the main place.
Dogfish Head, wow.
Yeah.
Dogfish
Head. What a name.
Good beer.
Yeah. What's the fish head got to do with it?
The guy who owned it wanted to drop out of law school, and he and his dad were in an island in Rhode Island, and they were walking around the island, and when the father said, you know, okay, I'm accepting that you're going to drop out of law school to become a brewer, he said, Dogfish, the name
he
of the road.
He said, clutching his chest as he's having a heart attack.
Yeah, pretty much. They looked up, and the name of the street they were walking down was Dogfish Head, and he said, that'd be a pretty good name for your brewery.
You know what island that is?
I don't know whether it's our little island we went to or not.
Block Island,
yes. Yeah.
Yep, that's where it is.
Yeah,
all right, so Victoria, where's the best place, the best bar in New York to watch the Super Bowl?
I have no idea, honestly. I don't watch sports in bars, and there aren't really any sports bars.
Oh, my God, you're in New York.
Yeah, but bars are not a thing. They're but like pubs and stuff, sure, and regular bars and cocktail lounges, but not like sports bars. There was an ESPN Zone, but I think that went under.
Yeah,
and then there are a few, I guess, but they're not places that I'd go to. I don't know. Do people even go to a bar to watch the Super Bowl? I'm always at someone's house.
Absolutely.
Oh,
really?
Bars are all full.
Yeah.
Single people don't have any place to go. There's a bar here in Los Angeles. You probably know about it, Joe.
Not single people, young people who want to go out and have fun.
The Boston bar where all the people of Whitey Bulger, when he was living here in Santa Monica, used to go down with a hat and a fake beard on and sunglasses and watch all the Boston teams play. He used to love to do that on Saturdays and Sundays. And so there are I don't know. I've not seen a place that has as much of a trailer attached to it as Boston does in other cities. Like in Los Angeles, okay, so you're from Boston, big deal. But there's this whole contingent of people who are here from Boston that want to go do what we've just suggested. And if you're by yourself, maybe it's a good way to find friends, in a sense. I don't know, are there bars in Washington, Richie, that are focused on cities or teams? Because Washington is an aggregate of all over the country.
People we have bars all over this area. In, all over the country, there are bars that cater to, you're a Pittsburgh fan and you live in Florida.
Right.
We play Pittsburgh Steelers every Sunday on our TVs.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah,
everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
That's how it goes. So, Joe, what about you here in Los Angeles? You're on the other side of the hill. So are there any on that side of the hill that are good for a sports bar?
Yeah, you're absolutely the best bar actually is my living room. But I think you're right though, Doug. Now I can't tell you besides just any old sports bar in L.A. You know, I'm gonna have to default on this one. But
you're from Boston too. Did you ever go to that Boston bar? What is it, Sunny McDonald's or something? What's the name of that bar I'm talking about in Santa Monica? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I know that what you're talking about, that there are certain bars that are for certain fans, and it's all good in L.A. I've seen that. We even had that at the Maryland Crab House, I remember, in L.A., where it was, if you were from Maryland, this is where you went. I mean, we do have a lot of that. Yeah, you want some crabs, this is where you go. And everybody, you go in the door, and everybody's from the East Coast. You know, they're all from Maryland.
Right, like, exactly. Yeah. All right, so anyway, a lot of preparation. Is this TV show the thing that LL Cool J is doing to find talent in football players? Is it for football players only? Or is it for all sports?
The MVP show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know much about it. I thought that it was just a football player thing, because it's kind of like this is the downtime before the Super Bowl, so isn't the Pro Bowl this week? Was the Pro Bowl this weekend already? I don't even remember. But I think it's just that they capitalize on what's going on in between. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in between, you know, the end of the season and what people waiting for the Super Bowl. So there's lots of little specials like that. Lots of animal stuff, too.
Animal stuff.
Yeah, lots of the kitten stuff, the kitten bowl. The kitten bowl and then the puppy bowl and all the rescue stuff. It leads up to the Super Bowl, which is fun.
What is all that about? I don't know anything about that.
Animal adoption, and they just have the annual the kitten bowl.
They play
and
a football game around having animal
program
adoption
for halftime or counter program to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Super Bowl. I don't want to watch that. So counter program.
Yeah, okay.
But it's all benefits for, you know, animal rescue and things like that, so it's really cute. If you just want to look at a screen full of puppies, who doesn't, then that's the whole show.
Charming. 13 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen, with a focus on how to get a new job. Anybody looking for a new job here? I don't think this group. Yeah. Okay, Richie. Richie wants a new job. It's like Papa wants a brand new bag. Well, if you want a new job and you're connected to the right job board, you'll be A-okay. Actually, all of the job boards become fodder for the folks at ZipRecruiter, because when you post your job to one of these boards, ZipRecruiter, through its amazing software, finds all of these boards and finds all the people who are looking for jobs. It's an amazing thing to understand how it works. And with just one click, you get to ZipRecruiter, and then they do all the work with the software to put you together with somebody who is just what you want, the most qualified person, most qualified candidate for the job you have in your company. So whether you're running a small company like I am, Richie's got a medium-sized company, you got a big company, people are using this and loving it. ZipRecruiter is so different. Unlike the other hiring sites, it doesn't depend on the right candidate finding you. It finds them through this amazing software. So, want to get a good quality candidate through ZipRecruiter? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use the DJV code to use ZipRecruiter free the first time to find out how it actually works. See how well it'll work for your growing business. Making a difference how big the business is. This is for all sizes, all shape, you name it. You got a job, you're going to find the right person at ZipRecruiter, and you'll do it the first time free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. 17 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review with four talented talk radio people. I don't know if I put myself in that category. I suppose I should after all of these years. Victoria Keelan from the DJV show. Rich McFadden, who's been associated with all of my enterprises for longer than he can remember. Joe Crummy, great broadcaster, has an evil podcast called Evil Thoughts. And so we go through the charts, the information that comes from Talkers Magazine. Number 9 on the list, nominations for Oscars. I'm finding it very hard to get interested at all in any of this stuff anymore. Between the movies that nobody sees and listening to these people drone on about their political beliefs, forget it. It's a waste of time. So
I have not watched an awards show in 2 years, probably. And Oscars, you're right. I mean, how many of the movies do you, like Wonder Woman wasn't nominated for anything?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just a
Oscars
bunch of
need to get over themselves.
People who are so self-impressed. It is, and why we pay attention to it. And these being here in Los Angeles, Joe, you know, you can't move the Oscar weekend. You can't get around any place in Hollywood or, you know, most of that whole part of town on this side of the hill. And they're just so, the sycophants, they're all about themselves. It used to be fun to watch Leonardo DiCaprio watch Lady Gaga walk up to the stage. You know, stuff like that that was fun to watch and to hear about. But the stupid, what people are wearing. And these
women, I will
I
still stand up for that. I still like that.
Yeah.
We all like to see the fashion.
Casey Affleck, I don't want to get in the middle of that. You guys are talking about clothes.
No, go ahead. Casey Affleck said no.
He withdrew, apparently.
Or somebody said no.
Yeah.
Well, he has his own issues. I mean, normally at the Academy Awards, if you win Best Actor 1 year, the next year the tradition is you present for Best Actress. And the same thing as Versa Vice there. And he withdrew yesterday. He won for Best Actor Manchester by the Sea last year. And so he withdrew. He doesn't want to do it because he's being accused of all kinds of...
I don't think he wants to. Stuff, but, nobody wants him to.
Yeah. Do we know who's hosting this year?
Harvey Weinstein is, I think.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
They're looking for ratings. I swear to God, if they want the ratings, they're going to drag him out.
Watch people throw tomatoes at him?
Right.
I would love that. And they'd have a 20 share right there. I would do it. And now, evil himself, here he is, Harvey Weinstein.
But how much more? This movement is going to go on and on.
Who is
this? Who's hosting?
Jimmy Kimmel.
He does a good job, though. Didn't he do it last year?
Political.
Yeah, but it's going to be...
He might start crying.
Trump and... It's mad.
It's going to be so predictable.
It is. People have become very predictable, like their shows. And they wonder why they have half the ratings. Kimmel has half the ratings of his predecessor. All these guys, there used to be 8, 9 million people, 10 million people a night watching Jay Leno and David Letterman. Now they're lucky to get 4 million a night watching them. Because they send half the audience away because they're political.
Some will say he does it to be able to grab a small share of the audience and make them loyal.
Right.
Like Saturday Night Live. Yeah. They've done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, 21 after the hour, Talk Radio Review on the air.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh. fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 half the hour. Talk Radio Review in progress, in process, either or both of those two things. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. Number eight, we're going through the top 10 stories from the charts prepared by Talkers Magazine this week. We do it every week at this time through the balance the entire year. North Korea and South Korea and Lester Holt going over there and getting bamboozled.
Do you know what actually happened?
Give me the rundown. I haven't heard this.
He went over. They supposedly do a story on all of the people that are going to the Olympics, and they set him up with some phony ski resort or some phony ski lodge, some ski training center. I don't know, but it turned out that he was completely flummoxed and completely. They made a fool of him
in North Korea.
Yeah.
I like him, but that's too bad.
Yeah, he is good. He's the guys that are doing the news.
He seems pretty straightforward.
To be the one that is, right, has a...
Tries to be, anyway.
Credibility, right, yeah.
Wow.
All right, speaking of credibility, number seven is Mike Pence being in the Middle East. Who even cares about this guy? Honestly, really and truly.
Why?
Because he's such... Well, I don't want to, you know, okay. Me and my political statement.
All right, number six.
Okay,
moving along. That's the funniest thing you've said lately. Let's just move to number one. Come on, go to Trump. You know you want it. Let's go to evil Trump. Come on.
Nah. All right, let's do, yeah, speaking of evil, number six is the story of this boob, this doctor who molested or did something to, 155 girls in the Olympics, speaking of the Olympics, sentenced to life forever. But there is controversy about the judge and the way she handed the sentence down. I've just sentenced you to the rest of your life in prison.
I just signed your death warrant.
Death warrant. What's wrong with that?
I don't believe the judges should inveigle themselves. They just hand down the sentence. Okay, here you got 175 years. Next case.
She was showboating.
Shouldn't have no opinion. That's
right.
Yeah,
she was showboating. But he deserved to get what he got.
He does. It's an easy thing to defend her because even if she was showboating, you still get to go, well, it doesn't really matter because he's such a terrible person. But, yeah, if it was any
not
other case,
right,
it's more on the fence.
Surprised
I don't know.
They didn't just shoot him right in the courtroom. You know,
if you were in North Korea,
right, you put three-year-olds
in. President Winfrey, I have the right to shoot you right now, so you're
well,
man walking.
The secondary story here is not so much, remember he was the University of Michigan State. I keep saying University of Michigan, it's not, it's Michigan State. And the president of Michigan State apparently knew what was going on, much the same as what was going on at Penn State a couple of years ago, and she didn't do anything about it. So she's been asked by the Board of Trustees to leave, i.e., you're fired.
The president was a female of Michigan State, and she didn't do anything about it.
She didn't do a thing about it. Huh. And now, but they got rid of her, giving her her full salary, all the perks that she had, so she doesn't have to do anything, collect $750,000 a year.
Unreal.
How about that?
Wow.
That's
I think you're going to start to see, like with Penn State, you will see an alumni backlash. There will be will be trustees who are pulling their donations for sure.
Yeah. Right. As well
because
they
that's
have
just
to be.
That's an outrage.
And then much like Penn State, they will go 7 years and then everything will be fine again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, people have
their
memories.
Well, I mean they cleaned house, so okay, once you clean house.
At Penn State, they cleaned house?
Yeah.
They did. Well, they had to. They had no credibility,
Rich. Right, exactly.
You know, and so, and fortunately for Joe Paterno, he died, because otherwise he would have been embarrassed because he knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
helps cover it up.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Well, that's what they did at Michigan State. Why don't these people learn from the actions? You think you're living in a bubble there, for God's sakes?
And why are we covering up pedophiles?
Right.
This is not like, oh, a student athlete got drunk and, you know, this is, you're covering up a pedophile. Like, I don't,
check
that blows
with the Catholic
my mind.
Church on that.
Yeah.
They'll give you the playbook on how to do that. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. Happy to be with you for this, the last full weekend. Actually, it is the last weekend of January, period. Richie always loves it when I go through this. It's the end of January already. Look at the time.
I always tell you, the older you get, the faster it goes.
Thank you very much, Rich. I'll remember that.
TikTok.
A little older than you. TikTok. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keefe, and Joe Crummy here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through to number five, the shooting at the school in Kentucky. Do you know that already this year there have been 11 shootings on school campuses? So far this school year, there have been 50 shootings. And some of you never even hear about because they become so commonplace. This is,
or nobody got hurt? Is that what
a national?
Is?
No. But somebody's always getting
here about it.
The shooting. Somebody getting injured or whatever it is. So as we look at our country, supposedly as a productive country, the leader of the world, and so many different things, we're becoming the leader in the world in this kind of stuff. How do we manage that? How do you, it becomes that usual back and forth politically? Those who are the gun nuts and those who don't, we've got to take guns away, we got to do this. That doesn't solve this problem.
And
then there are those who say mental health. But we okay, a lot of talk and nobody's doing it. This has been going on for years. I've been talking about this on the radio for 35 years. It goes back to even when was Columbine in the 1980s, right?
No, so,
90s.
90s. Late
90s.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So everybody stands around and mumbles and fumbles about it, but nobody does anything about it. So why do we even talk about it?
Well, but it's kind of like cancer. Let's look at cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather figure out what causes cancer and cure that, or just take drugs and try and fix it after you have it? And that's the way I look at gun violence. Why are these kids taking guns to school in the first place?
Where are they getting them?
What is getting them to the point that they feel so worthless in life that they feel that they have to go shoot up a school and do that? Why and how do we identify that in a kid before they get there, both as a parent and as a school system? If you have a kid that's at the point where you're a Columbine, how do you not recognize that there's something going on and I need to intervene. And they're starting to look at this. I mean, people are looking at Facebook posts and going, okay, there's something wrong here. Let's intervene.
So intervention.
That's a good thing, but yeah, intervention, I think. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the only way that this is ever going to stop is if every school looks just like a typical New York City public school. It looks like an airport. You walk through the metal detectors, you put your stuff in the little thing.
I don't
want to
live in that world.
But that's the reality. You don't have school shootings in New York City.
I don't
want to
live in reality. I want to live in my little dream world.
Well, unfortunately, though, do you want your...
No crazy people.
But do you want your kids to not be safe? Because if they, you know, that's really where we're headed. You don't see these mass school shootings in New York City because everybody's got a metal detector and a security guard at the front door.
Yeah, you know, my son just turned 18, and I didn't pay much attention to the story this week, but I was reading about it. The two that were killed are 15 years old. I think the shooter was 15, too, as well. Mm-hmm. To me, as a dad, I look at it, it's just horrifying. They're 15-year-old kids. I mean, I see these kids every day. They're kids, for God's sake. We forget that. These are kids. And I want to double back to what you guys had just said a minute ago about the being in touch with your kid. I think it's, if you got a good relationship with your kid, I think it's more than likely you'll pick up on this stuff. And I think Rich, you were talking about it, about just the relationship with the kid. I think that's where it's going to be. Because Victoria's right. I mean, we've got schools. There's one on Lancashire Boulevard here in Hollywood. It looks like what's it? We call it Central Lockup. That's what we call it because it looks like it. That's a school. And there's always a couple of cop cars out in front, too. And it's like, wow, that's school?
Well, every one of our schools has...
you have cop cars out in front of your schools? That's what we do.
Well, there's a security officer. There's a policeman in all of our schools.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the time.
There's a couple
every
of cop squad cars out in front of North Hollywood High
that's
School.
That's what my brother does in Washington, D.C. He's assigned to all of the schools in basically the ghetto area of Washington, D.C. But, I mean, down there, they've needed it for years.
And that's and having a cop, that's fine. But unless you have metal detectors that kids have to go through so they can't sneak guns into school and knives and stuff like that. New York City, that you see on the local news all the time, some little boy found his someone's gun and brought it to school thinking, you know, for show and tell or whatever. That happens all the time, but they catch it right at the door.
Well, there's, once again, the parent is a moron.
This is probably not like, you know, the parents' gun. This is probably an older brother who's in a gang. This is, you know, these are like inner city, like the worst parts of New York City. But my point is, even there, it's stopped at the door. And you don't have, I'm looking at a list on Wikipedia for all of the 2000s. There isn't a single school shooting in New York City. And it's because of the, it looks like an airport.
That's good. Everybody get on lockdown.
If I'm sending, well, it's not lockdown, but if I'm sending my kid to school, I want to know that he or she has gone through a metal detector just like everybody else. And then you don't have to worry about it.
I don't want to live in that world either.
But no one else is, here's the thing. No one else is willing to take the guns away, so you have to work around it.
So how come
and if you're a parent, then what are your other
private
options?
Schools. Why do they?
Because you're paying $18,000 to send your kid there, and the parents are on it. That's why the mommies are there. Everybody's there.
So that's what I'm going to do: make sure my children and my grandchild go.
But people can't afford that, Doug. Private kindergarten in all the private schools in New York City for kindergarten are $42,000 for the year.
Nuts.
So if you can't afford that,
you got to go through the metal detector.
Not much.
No. My friend works for a private school. It's at her kindergarten. Garden at the town school, which it's all regulated. All the private schools are the same. Yeah. It's $42,000 for 2018. So
that's amazing. I thought 30 was too much. We were at 30 a couple.
All of it
ago.
Is too much.
It is too much.
$30,000 for kindergarten.
But it is what it is. So
well,
you know.
it's that way. Partly people do pay Victoria because the thing is, you can get your kid in early, and people think they're smart and they'll wait until the second and third year, then you can't get in. See, that's the game you play.
I get all that, but the point is, it's not about private school versus public. It's if you can't afford $40,000 for kindergarten, your kid's supposed to just be shot.
Here's another
That's ridiculous.
Wrinkle. Here's the wrinkle on this. Parents are more and more having less and less responsibility for their children, no matter what income strata they are in. Children have become, because of mothers and fathers both working, have become an encumbrance, have become a nuisance, have become a cast-off. You see that? My son is a drug and alcohol rehab counselor, and we were talking about this last night, as a matter of fact. He's got to go to Dallas with one of his clients in the next week or so because the parents don't trust him to be okay on his own. He's going to some some extravaganza with a bunch of his friends that are in Texas. They've invited him. He said he'd go. But the parents don't trust him not to do drugs, so they're sending Brendan along with him to make sure that he behaves himself. But why doesn't the father go? Or why doesn't the mother go? Or they just send Brendan to go. What's the matter?
I'm not telling your kid, if I can't trust you to not do drugs, you're not going on extravaganza.
Buffy, my God, Skip is going to Dallas for a party. Let's hire someone to go with him and make sure he behaves.
He needs a chaperone.
Skip? That's... Brendan's kids are all between 14 and 18, so somewhere in there.
Yeah, so then you tell your kid, no, you don't get to go on spring break because you're doing drugs. Yep. No, sorry. Yep. Parents don't say no. But see, the problem
is... That's the point. That's what I'm saying.
And I agree with you on that.
They don't say no.
I agree with you. But on a practical level, going back to school shootings, though, you know that there are parents like that. You know that you cannot change those parents. So you've got to protect your own child. And the only way to do that is, unfortunately, I think we are going to end up seeing the same type of airport security in all schools. It's the only way to guarantee your kid's safety.
Nazi country.
Doesn't guarantee anything.
No.
Rich, look at the statistics.
It is what it is.
I'm not happy about it.
The kid will wait outside.
Put the TSA in charge of school protection. That's really, there's an idea. 43, that's the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the top 10 stories, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Super Bowl 52 at number 10, as usually is the case, sports talk radio, things that are being yacked about there sort of bleed over into news talk radio. Number 9, the nominations for the Oscars and the Oscar telecast. I have mixed emotions about that, and I think that many other people do as well. Number 8, North Korea. What's going on there? The connection to the South Korean Olympics. Number 7 was Michael Pence, vice president in the Middle East this past week. Number 6, the judge and the statement, Rosemary Aquilina, the sentencing of Larry Nassar. Deadly shooting in Kentucky, number 5. Number 4, the president making an appearance at the World Economic Conference in Davos, FBI and their cases. There are all kinds of stuff, things going on with the FBI this week, kind of interesting. Number 2 is the immigration policy discussion, and number 1, whether or not Trump was thinking about firing the probester, Mr. Mueller. That's the story list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's talk about your health for a moment. There isn't anybody who doesn't understand health, their own well-being, that doesn't know that you need omega-3s in your diet, in your body. What form do you take? Eating fish is the best way. Any doctor will tell you that. But if you're not eating fish every day and you still need the fish oil, then what do? And by the way, now that there's krill oil on the market, this is one of the fabulous things that's been discovered the last couple of years, how krill oil helps your joints, makes support of the bursa that protects your joints very easy. So you have these two things together in this new product, reasonably new product, called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Been around for about a year. Folks at Purity Products are still kind of getting it out into the public sector. And because a lot of people are taking it and loving it, they rely on that word of mouth. But also, they've made it easy for you to take the pill, which is a combo of fish oil and krill oil, by calling 800-355-1493. You can order a 1-month supply, a bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus free. It comes to you with, you'll pay for the shipping, so it'll get to you after you pay for the shipping, but the bottle itself will not cost you a penny. 800-355-1493. So you can feel how the fish oil helps your heart and your circulatory system, getting all the blood to your brain, to your muscles, all over your body. And that's together with the krill oil, so your joints are going to feel better as well. Put it together, and what do you have? A great product from Purity. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 is for energy. Put it in your medicine chest. Is that how you keep these things? Maybe. In the kitchen, wherever you keep it. Get a bottle now. Free. 800-355-1493.
I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing.
NeuroCoffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love NeuroCoffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Time for us now on the countdown to overview that people list. Let's get at it. Tom Brady, number 10. Let's see, number 9, Pukin Putin. Number 8, Melania Trump. Number 7, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 6, Larry Nassar. Number 5, John Kelly. Number 4, Kim Jong-un. Number 3, Chuck Schumer. Number 2, the aforementioned Mr. Mueller. And number 1, President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Do we know what the J stands for in Donald J. Trump? Somebody will probably send me a note. You can always connect with me, too, by the way. At Doug Steffen is the Twitter handle, or Doug at DougSteffen.com. That's the list. Talkers Magazine does the research. We put it on the air here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. 47 after the hour. Now, let's look at the Trump exercises this week. He's at Davos talking about how America First isn't just America by itself. Then there is the Mueller. Did he try to fire him? He says that's fake news. And so Sean Hannity has been all over that. A lot of people are talking about Hannity. He's actually done himself a lot of good as far as exposure is concerned on Trump's side. DACA status and our immigration policy is one of the things. There appears to be some movement there. So what do we think? I think that's the most objective story of the week. What do we think about this, Victoria, the change in policy that has to have been negotiated by both sides, right?
Well, yeah, they apparently, well, the White House is claiming that this is a huge compromise and both sides are happy. Of course, the left is not happy with the funding of the wall and all that still. But essentially, the plan, if it goes forward, will provide a path to citizenship for 1.8 million young undocumented American or immigrants who, of course, would be considered under the DACA. They're the dreamers. And so that's, you know, I think it's one of those things where something had to be done. You can't just ship them to a place of their parents' origins because they've never been there. The only country they've known is the United States. They don't speak the language of wherever their parents came from.
Trump annoys me. This is where he's brilliant. The way he handled this whole shutdown and just basically threw Schumer to the curb and said, whatever, I'll sit here and watch this government shut down for a month if you want to. I don't care. And the way he handled the DACA and the wall funding, it's the art of the deal.
Think about it as a taxpayer. $25 billion to fix a problem that never would have happened had we really had a handle on it from the beginning.
True.
This is a perfect example of government sitting on its hands, doing nothing about a problem that wasn't so bad. Even when Ronald Reagan was president, people keep talking about, oh, when Reagan was president, he fixed it. He didn't fix it at all. Nobody has fixed it.
He just kicked the ball down the field a little more.
Yep. Yeah.
10 minutes before the hour here, Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to review the 5 items that are on the top of the list of technology news from this past week. And if you want to be concerned about something, be concerned about this. If you have a child and you've already gotten a Social Security number for them, there's something you need to be aware of. And Victoria starts out with number 5 on our top 5 list of the tech stories this week.
Yeah, this is a serious one. The personal details of children, including their dates of birth and their mother's maiden names, have been, of course, sought after for years now on the dark web. But researchers have recently found an ad forum, basically it's an online marketplace on the dark web, and they're selling all the data related to these infants, and the cost is $300 worth of Bitcoin for each baby's data set. And an infant's personal information, of course, is something that criminals want because they don't have a criminal record. It's a completely clean slate. So they basically, they turn these Social Security numbers around, they sell them to people who are illegals or whomever. Yeah. Criminals, and it gives them a brand new clean slate to get new credit history and criminal records, all this kind of stuff. So this is, it's unfortunately, this is now way more expensive than it ever used to be. It's actually 51 times higher in terms of value than it is for stealing an adult's identity. So the Federal Trade Commission is currently providing some resources on their website for parents who think that their child's identity may have been stolen. The other dangerous part of this, most people, if you have your identity stolen as a baby, you won't know about it until you're at least in college when you run a credit report for the first time, and by then it could be too late. So if you have a young child, you should definitely go to the FTC site and check out all of their tips and make sure that you're doing everything you possibly can to protect your child's identity.
Wild and woolly world, man. Number 4, if you've got an older iPhone or older phone, I don't know, it could be an older...
any kind of older phone in general. Yeah.
What are we going to not have access to?
Well, if you use the WhatsApp, which is a free messaging app, it's actually the largest free messaging app in the world. It's going to stop working immediately, if it hasn't already, on certain numbers of or certain types of old phones. They say if you have a BlackBerry 10, a Nokia S40, which is actually a very popular phone around the world, the Windows Phone 7 or the iPhone 3G and 3GS, that whole era, WhatsApp will no longer be supported on those phones. If you do use WhatsApp a lot, it might actually be a really good reason to upgrade your phone. If you're running Android 2.1 or 2.2, iOS 6, which is the iPhone operating system, or BlackBerry OS, none of those will also support it anymore.
All right, something to worry about. Number three on our list of the top five tech stories this week.
Some bad news for Bitcoin. The leading online payments company called Stripe, which is actually something that you may see on your credit card statement. Stripe runs with, they basically run the payments of 100,000 businesses, their online payment system. They said they're no longer taking Bitcoin. And the reason for it is the volatility. Bitcoin has been all over the place, up to 14,000, down to 9,000. Every single minute, the price has changed. And so the Stripe executive CEO says, Bitcoin has evolved to become better suited to being an asset rather than a means of exchange. And this is bad news for Bitcoin because they just lost a lot of business and the price has already gone down as a result.
Number two is a focus on Twitter.
Twitter will inform nearly 700,000 people in the U.S. that they either followed a Kremlin-linked troll account or retweeted or liked a tweet sent by one of the accounts. This actually happened to the DJV show. We got a notice this week saying that we had interacted with some Kremlin-linked account. Now, it won't tell you exactly what tweet you liked or which account it was, so I don't really know what good this information really does for anybody, but at least Twitter is trying to make good on the promise of more transparency, and they wanted to make sure that anyone who did come in contact with someone from Russia, especially during the election time, that they are at least aware of it. They now say they thought originally it was 200 Russia-linked accounts. It's now 3,814 accounts.
Great.
A lot of Russian involvement in our stuff.
Number one, the top tech story of the week, a focus on Apple.
Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, made good on a promise to let users opt out of Apple slowing down their iPhones. This became a huge story a few weeks back where people who had iPhone 6s, you, of course, Doug, were one of them, and you noticed that when you upgraded to iOS 11.2, that all of a sudden your phone was slowing down a lot. So now iOS 11.3 will be out in a few months, and you will be able to opt out of that. The only danger, though, your phone might shut off without notice. So that's the downside.
Very nice. I'm wondering this whole business, if this will be a story next week, robots, nanotechnology, machine learning, 3D printing, all the focus in Davos this week, what's the average person going to do for work? Something to think about, huh? 59 after the hour.
Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of 7 Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.